This is Ozarks at Large. Back in June, we aired a story about an initiative to provide University of Arkansas students access to free tampons and pads as a result of the Menstrual Equity for All Act. The Graduate Professional Student Congress worked with the Associated Student Government to pass the legislation earlier this year, and the initiative is now being implemented across campus. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Greda has this update.
Since we last spoke, James D. Loretto Hill, president of the Graduate Professional Student Congress at the University of Arkansas, says facilities management has been replacing tampon dispensing machines across campus that previously required payment to access products.
Some of them, they were able to actually just remove the pay feature, and so the people could just access the products that way. And then others, they actually were fully replacing, and I believe their intention is to do that for everything. Their initial goal is at a minimum one restroom, one women's restroom per floor for now. And once they kind of get that settled, they will slowly work to add more and more and more.
To inform students of the new service, DeLoretto Hill says they have launched an awareness campaign that included partnering with the law school to host a Day of Dignity last week.
The law school did a drive for menstruation products to give to several nonprofits around Northwest Arkansas. And then they showed the film, Period, End of Sentence, which is on Netflix. I believe it actually won the Oscar for Best Documentary last year, which was fantastic. And so we kind of used that as a perfect kind of catalyst to launch things and put it in the newswire for students to see. GPSC can send a listserv to all graduate professional students, so we sent that out to them as well, just kind of as an FYI. The response has been fantastic, actually, incredibly positive.
In addition to creating awareness, he says they want to address the stigma often associated with menstruation.
Everything from what people typically call them, you know, from feminine hygiene products, you hear that probably most, to not even mentioning it at all. We want to kind of push that aside. And so we added an entire page to our website that kind of talks a little bit about why we did what we did, and then also provides some facts from some of the nonprofits that are really leading the charge nationally on this issue to let people know why this is so important and why this matters.
We've got you covered, period, is the tagline found on GPSC's website, as well as on stickers placed on tampon machines across campus, informing students about the now free products. These stickers also include information about the Jane B. Gerhart Full Circle Food Pantry, which can help students who may need a longer-term solution because of their financial situation. DeLoretto Hill says going forward, he would like to partner with the pantry to provide a wider variety of products.
We've got just your most basic pads and your most basic tampons in the bathrooms, but that doesn't necessarily work for some people. So what we hope to do is to, if someone needs something in a pinch, they can get that. And if they are either going to be on campus all day or have a financial need, we hope to have a little bit more of a variety of products. And so we're kind of looking around and trying to figure out the most productive way to do that and kind of continue this conversation as much as possible. So I think the more this conversation exists, the more you can kind of bring that stigma down and, you know, recognize it as something that 51% of the population deals with.
DeLoretto Hill says it's amazing what can be accomplished when people work together, and he's been inspired by working on this project.
You can make change and you can do something that is relatively easy that can really impact a lot of lives. And, you know, the response I've been getting has basically been to that point, like, this is such a great idea. This is so helpful. I got a couple of people emailed yesterday that said literally, like, this was an issue for me today and this helped me today, which is just great to hear.
More information about this initiative is available at gpsc.uark.edu/freetheperiod. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.